Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. You guys, Real Housewives of New York is not new this week due to our nation's holiday, which if you ask me, the nation should be celebrating these women and having a new episode. I think we need them right now more than ever. Whitney's here, you guys. Whitney,
hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
So you guys, we are going to, in lieu of the Real Housewives of New York, we are going to recap the Real Housewives of Dallas and the Real Housewives of Orange County trailers. Okay, so we're going to break down those trailers frame by frame for America.
Frame by frame.
For America. God bless America. Proud to be sometimes. Excuse me. Okay, where are we at? So we also have you guys, Hannah and Louie from the Southern Charm Savannah cast, which we're not going to break down the Southern Charm Savannah trailer, but if you haven't watched it, you need to go watch it because this season looks legit good, and I think we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it, Whitney, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Hannah and Louie at the end of the episode about Southern Charm Savannah. I'm super excited about that. So before we get to them, Whitney, we need to break down these trailers.
Yes.
I'm super excited for Dallas, especially.
I squealed.
Yeah,
when I
did.
Saw that it was coming.
Yeah, I'm wet.
This season on The Real Housewives of Dallas.
I can't wait. Dallas was so good last season, and I, of course, sang its praises to the high heavens.
Yes!
Because it was fantastic, and I don't feel enough people gave it the due it deserved.
No, I agree.
And I know a lot of people tuned out after season one, but I encourage you to go back and watch season two because it's one of the best franchise seasons we've seen.
I agree. Totally.
Yeah. I mean, there was drama. There was the roundup. There was dick sucking. There was, I mean, everything you could want.
There was plastic surgery.
Surgeries.
There were weird parties. There was thrown liquid.
A mom named D.
Oh, my God. Wow.
DeAndre. They get into it. So they get into it. So this trailer for season three of The Real Housewives of Dallas, first of all, we have the exact same cast from season two.
Great.
Which I love when they don't change the cast. It means that they're happy with them. They didn't add any women. So we don't have to deal with that whole like meeting new women thing.
Yeah.
I always hate that.
I know. I think the cast works so well together that I'm pumped to have it exactly as is.
Me too. And I feel like Cameron and DeAndra really got into the groove at the end of last season.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm ready for them to come back guns blazing this season. And I think they'll be comfortable enough on camera. I think they'll be good. The trailer opens with some comedy, like these all do. The mid-season New York trailer started with comedy where it's like we see some fun pratfally stuff. We see Leanne in a wedding dress with what looks to be maybe a drag queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Some sort of weird wedding engagement party, maybe?
Right. So she's still engaged. It's been a couple of years. I love Queen Leanne Locken.
Didn't
so
they get
much.
Engaged just last season at the carnival?
Yeah. Well, they say something about 2-year engagement. But I, of course, believe that people should be engaged for as long as they need.
Yeah.
So we also see a vagina tightening, which we've seen before.
Wait, we do? I missed that.
You missed that? We watched it together.
Whose vagina
Stephanie is getting her vagina tightened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew. Sorry.
How do you feel about vagina tightening? Not with yourself, but on camera.
My ew wasn't to vagina tightening. My ew was thinking who was going to enjoy that vagina. And then I was thinking Travis. And then I thought, ew.
Oh, your mind went far.
Yeah. I work quick.
Your mind traveled far on that. I think it's just been done so many times before. I'm like, I don't know if I need to see another vagina tightened.
I don't know that I need to see it, but I think I'm glad that that technology exists. I mean, I haven't had a baby, so, like, I'm not in the need.
I wonder if the producers for these shows, like, every season they meet with the cast, and they're like, okay, so what's coming up? And the girls are like, you know, I don't really have a lot, or, you know, maybe they don't have a lot or something. And then the producer's like, well, you know, we could always go get your vagina tight.
Yeah, here's our to-do list. Vaginas.
Escape room.
Restaurant. Escape rooms. Tea leaf reading.
We can have the priv people come.
Priv people.
Like, they just have that list. Seriously. It's like, oh, you don't know what you want to do? Well, just get your vagina resurfaced or something.
I mean, I've said this before. I think you and I should do all the cliches and then somehow, you know.
But they do the same things, and it does get sort of annoying when they do these over and over again.
Yeah.
I get bored by the vagina tightening. But, you know,
is it because you're not seeing the vagina?
Yeah, I mean, I
just. Like, you don't see the results. You just see.
I'd say, in general, I'm not a fan of vaginas.
Yeah, yeah.
And.
They are self-cleaning, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're powerful, too. Look, people come from... They're very powerful. I think that they're great and should be celebrated.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then Brandy and Cameron, they have, like, a little lesbian moment.
There's, also cliche.
Which, another cliche, it happens in every... We see that in the Orange County trailer, too. A little lesbian moment.
Can I ask
moment.
You something as a
Is it offensive? Man? Yes.
But just, like, I mean, aren't we past this? Where it's like, ooh, how taboo.
I know.
Unless it's framed as, like...
I wouldn't mind it as much if it wasn't always a trailer moment where it's
right,
you know, if it just happened naturally in one of the episodes, I'd be like, that's cute, it's fun, whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's always highlighted in a trailer, like, look at these two housewives are kissing.
They're
how funny.
Kissing. And it's always just like a mwah. It's not like a makeout. Now, if it was a makeout where it felt like emotional, I'd be like, yeah, let's get into what's going on here.
Do you remember when Dorinda stuck her face in fire?
Do I?
Yeah. So do you remember her face was covered not only in burns, but also. Also in frosting.
Yeah.
And her and Ramona tongue kissed afterwards. Like, Ramona,
they tongue kissed?
Ramona was like licking the frosting off her, and then Dorinda went in for the kiss. And you could see it. It was like, there's a gif of it, but they literally touched tongues.
But is it like just pointy tongues? Like,
I mean, it looked like sexual. More sexual than any of these trailer moments we see.
Interesting. And it just passed me by.
But you know what? The New York girls, they have so much to give us. So it's like, they don't even include a full tongue on tongue between two wives in a trailer. They have to deal with arrests and, and water. Water. Okay. I can't keep doing that. I can't keep up with that impression. Yeah. Okay. So then we see a bull riding. We see Leanne saging relationships or something.
Sure.
Right?
She was using like
sage, right?
No, she was like hitting a bowl, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. But isn't that part of sage?
No, sage is just sage that you burn.
So she was doing some sort of...
sound work. Sound.
She was doing bowl work?
Yeah, bowl work.
Leanne was always doing great work. She's doing bowl work right there. And then we see a little clip of... Things start to get more dramatic as we go. So we see a lot of funny. And then we see Brandy and Leanne fighting. Oof. And we pause this because we were trying to figure out what Brandy was wearing. And I wrote it down. She's wearing a Burger King crown, a zebra print bandana, a curly black wig that was wet. You thought it might have some mousse or gel in it. She's also wearing a black bow tie and a white and black suit or tux.
It was very confusing.
I don't know what the theme is to that party.
It almost looked like no one else was in costume but Brandy.
Yeah. You know, there's always great costume work on Dallas. Do you remember last season when Leanne showed up to the party as like two-faced version of Stephanie?
Yes. By the way, is almost so it's funny. Like, we never compared it, but it's like when Kenya Moore showed up to some party and she was dressed as Phaedra with butt pads.
So good. Like, when if you know, you want to start drama, just show up to a party in a costume.
I don't know. I thought she looked like Slash.
I thought she looked like 80s Michael Jackson. That's what I thought she was. But she wasn't doing blackface like Luann.
Thank God. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. So then there's a little clip of Leanne putting off her wedding. Like, it's revealed that she's putting it off. And then she says, is he faithful? I don't know. They allude to him not being faithful.
I don't know. Like, he seems like a stand-up guy. He almost reminds me of, like, Vicky from OC, her... man to be or whatever. Like, they seem like a low-key man type that are just supportive. And I think he's also like an ex-cop or something. Or
he's very attractive too. He's always wearing an eye patch in her stories and her he's always wearing an eye patch. I don't know why. Does he have two eyes?
Yeah, he didn't wear an eye patch on the show.
I've seen a lot of him in an eye patch.
Does he have an eye infection? Well, you wouldn't wear that for an infection.
You don't get pink eye and wear an eye patch.
I guess if you were vain, maybe.
Then we see Dee and Andra. You know, my favorite mother-daughter
team. Oh, my God.
Mother-daughter
Just seeing Deandra's face made me smile. D's face, sorry.
D. I know. D is like tough loving. They're tough loving. They're sort of fighting in the trailer. There was a little bit of an argumentative vibe between the two of them.
Well, maybe they're fighting because Deandra's product never came out or it did come out. I don't know. It was
wasn't
not
it
successful.
Missing like the key ingredient?
Yes, I believe so.
It was like
so
an apple pie without apples or something. Like, we can't do it. So then we see them in their cast trip, I think is Germany. A little unclear where they were.
Yeah.
And also, it was weird because then they show Carrie Duber and her husband naked in the water.
Oh. Note to self. I don't need to see that.
But they were still on their cast trip. So why was the husband on the cast trip?
I mean, of all people.
She probably, yeah.
Her husband would come. He's so thirsty for our screen time.
And if she left him at home, he might be at the roundup getting his dick
oh
sucked.
Oh my God.
Again, okay, so allegedly.
I mentioned this before when we were watching the trailer, but how is Leanne still friends with them? Who is she friends with? Because at the end of last season, it seemed like she had no friends there other than maybe Deandra.
Look, I think Leanne knows how to work reality TV. So she probably in the off season, she got
made up
with people. She knows what she's doing. I'm sure. And I think her and Carrie are friendly now.
That is crazy that they're friendly. Like, they threw everything out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to say, like,
to come back
I know
from
the boys.
Gay, I know.
Yeah,
the gay rumors. Which I was saying on Twitter, I get so sick of these women doing this all the time. Like, Tamara just recently, she was in a podcast live show or something where she was alluding to the fact that, what's her name? Lydia and Doug. Doug, remember the one who's with his balls getting chopped off last season? She was saying that he's gay. And then it's always been that thing of, is Eddie gay? And I hate that. I'm so sick of these women just saying the men are gay just because they're a little metrosexual or they like fashion or whatever. I'm so sick of that. But for some reason, it doesn't bug me when Leanne did it to Carrie Duber's husband.
Well, because she had hard facts.
The boys who did it.
Yeah. I agree with the whole, like, trying to out someone's husband. Because first of all, I believe in a spectrum of sexuality. So who gives a fuck? Stay out of my bedroom. But when like Ashley from Potomac's husband was on Grindr and like we just
That's different too though to me.
Exactly. Yeah, like if you're soliciting gay sex, not that we need to
it's okay to call it out on
camera.
It's
okay to call it out just to be like, what's going on with your marriage? Are you in an open-ish marriage?
Yeah, especially if you're on a reality show about your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't like the OC girls seem to do it just willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's well, like anyone, yeah. anyone.
They seem like very, of all the cast, they're very homophobic, even though they don't see it that way.
Yeah, Tamara just did it again recently at a show. That's and I'm like, ugh, Tamara. And wouldn't you think of all people that she would be the last one to do it because she was so upset at everyone saying Eddie's gay?
No, because I don't think she takes things in. She
also
only...
just like fuck Lydia. I hate that I'm even reminded of Lydia.
I mean, they always struck me as like a brother sister type. So like
Lydia and Doug.
Yeah,
I thought Doug was hot. He's not. I don't think I never got gay vibes from him.
I never have gotten gay vibes from Eddie.
Oh yeah, me either.
So I don't get why everyone's like he's. I just think because he's like a young hot guy, and Tamara was very lucky to be with him. She came out of such a shitty marriage I think people were jealous.
When Vanderpump Rules was on, I said something online or Twitter or somewhere where I was like, I don't know why they don't have anyone gay in the cast.
Right.
And it was so discouraging to see how many people were saying like, oh yeah, they do Tom or yeah, they do Jax or something. And it was like, I don't get any sort of, I really truly don't get gay vibes from any of those Vanderpump people. Right. Like maybe if anything I get, maybe they just would hook up with a man for money or something.
Right.
But like, I don't get any, the amount of people that were writing me like, well, Tom Schwartz is, and it's like, why are you saying that just because he has a nice hairdo or something?
Well, you know what's so funny about like the double standard is like, okay, so Jax, like we did see that guy that he lived with in Miami come back and basically say on camera, like we made out once, you know, like he kind of says something like that. But if that was a girl, like switch the genders,
right.
Two girls make out in college, it's explorative, it's fun, it's whatever.
No big deal.
But a guy makes out with a guy and it's, you're gay. Like there's other,
exactly.
It's black and white. It's
like
what?
The girls on Vanderpump Rules, they've all kissed each other multiple times. Like, what was that drunk episode where it was like Lala and Sheena, I think, were kissing, or Ariana. I don't know. Two of the girls were kissing. And it just kind of floats past people. No one is ever going to say online, oh, they're lesbians.
Right. It's such a double standard.
But then Tom and Schwartz or something, like, you know, jokingly say something. It's like the go-to comeback online or whatever. It's like, well, they're gay.
I wonder if it all kind of comes down to, like, still, I feel like, quote-unquote, people are more comfortable watching two women kiss than two men kiss.
Yeah, I love seeing two men kiss.
Me too.
I love it. Are women, are you attracted to that?
Like, yeah. I mean, For me, it all depends on the people.
Okay, so Carrie and her husband are naked in the water, and this was tough to watch.
It was painful.
Shocking to the eyes. Like, yes. The senses, all my senses came alert. You know in the movie Inside Out, when it's like all those islands die
when
she gets depressed, Riley? And then they come back to life when she comes back to life. It was like all my systems were like kind of barely working, and then I saw Carrie and her husband, Mark, naked in the water, and it was just like everything was all my islands came back up and running, like, real high. I know. There's something about going skinny dipping on camera during the daytime.
Oh, my God. When you put it that way.
That you really have to be comfortable in your body, right?
Yeah. Like,
that takes a lot.
In HD?
HD. It was daytime. It wasn't even. Yeah. Like, the Vanderpump Rules kids, well, they won't even do it. They do it at nighttime.
Yeah.
Wow. Shocking.
Shocking.
So then we get what looks to be one of Leon's new catchphrases. I'm the toilet in this group. Watch me fletch it, bitch. Leon's doing a lot of catchphrase work in this trailer. Yeah. And I'm here for it. For some reason, it much like Dorinda doesn't always bother. Sometimes Dorinda's bother me. Mm-hmm. Leanne's don't bother me at all.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because she's lovely. She's great TV.
I feel like she's doing it for our entertainment.
This is me giving her too much, but it always evolves the conversation. Dorinda's are more just like bloops, whereas like Leanne's doing it and she's progressing it.
Regret it, bitch. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of catchphrase work by Leanne, but again, I like it. Then Leanne calls Brandy an alcoholic, which that's tough to say on camera. We've known from the other franchises, you can't just throw out alcoholic.
Right.
Then we have Deandra versus Cam.
Yeah, that was shocking to me.
I'm curious to see what that's
about. I really thought Cameron's not a fighter.
Yeah. Cameron was also doing in the trailer this thing of where she's a little more sophisticated. Like, she said something in the trailer. Oh, is that how you act?
That how your mom tells you to yell at people or something?
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be the classiest ones, right?
Yeah. I wonder how the pink dog food is going. Because I felt like it was doing well.
Yeah, but then I thought it turned the poop pink.
It did, but that sounds nice.
No.
Okay, so then we have Leanne, who mentioned her weave's exhausted and her panty liner on her underwear is exhausted. That's catchphrase work.
Liner. That is so good.
So good.
I don't mean to be in people's business about their personal hygiene, but I don't understand panty liners. But
I don't either. You know,
but the fact that you're saying that you wear one and it's tired.
It's tired.
It just brings about a lot of images.
Okay, so then we get Leanne pointing at Brandy in a very aggressive way.
She touches her.
She touches her. And they were wearing very interesting outfits. Brandy was in a cheerleading outfit. Mm-hmm. And Leanne seemed to be in what was Cher from Clueless cosplay.
Iconic.
Yeah, which I liked. But then there were also like weird things in her hair. So I didn't get it if that was exactly what the costume was.
But I'm excited for another costume party.
Me too. I love a costume party. Then we get Deandra versus Leanne, which I also didn't see coming.
Yeah, because I thought they're like legit best friends. Like they were in each other's wedding or whatever.
But I kind of got the impression from that little clip we saw is that it's going to be like a quick fight. I don't think it's going to be something that lasts. I feel like it's almost like sisters yelling at each other real quick. Really? That's what I got. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a sister. It looks aggressive.
I know, but I feel like they were just being aggressive for a second, and I don't think that'll be a storyline.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Okay, hopefully.
But maybe I'll be wrong. Let's all check in at the end of the season.
Oh, man, we should make predictions.
We should. Well, let's do it. Okay, one more thing. Brandy has a baby at the end, which I had.
One more thing.
I had said this on the podcast, I think, weeks and weeks ago, because I heard from an insider that she had adopted. Do you guys remember that I said this months ago, even? I had heard from an insider that she had a baby, and she didn't tell the cast right away. And remember I told you, Whitney, I was like, should I say something to the cast? Because I found out before the cast found out. You remember this, right?
Yes. Like you wanted to meddle.
I like thought about meddling, you guys. I was like, I could make this. I feel like I could get in on the storyline, but I didn't. I zipped my lips because
it's about a child.
But I think I zipped my lips, but then mentioned it on the podcast. We didn't have as many listeners then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I really did think I was like, should I like tweet one of them and be like, hey, did you guys know Brandy adopted a baby and didn't tell you all? That would have been good, right? But so I just would like to say, everyone listen to my tea. And sometimes I might be kind of cagey with it.
Uh-huh.
But I'll do my best to bring it to you.
Interesting.
What's your prediction? What do you think? Who do you think will be friends by the end of the season? That's the prediction I want.
Yeah.
I think Leanne and DeAndra will be fine.
Yeah.
I think DeAndra will be strayed from her mom, Dee. I think Cameron and DeAndra will not be friends.
Yes, I agree.
Here's what we need to predict.
Okay.
The couches at the reunion.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, this is it. This is what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm going to say it's going to be Leanne, DeAndra, and Carrie.
Carrie, yes. That's what I was going to say, which that's shocking.
Shocking.
And then...
And Stephanie and Brandy, I think, are going to be fine. They're going to be on the same couch.
Yeah, so then I think it'll be Brandy, Stephanie...
Who are the other ones?
Cameron.
Cameron. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's it. We got six of them. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Heard it here first.
Wow.
We'll check in. We'll check in. So that was... What's the city we're in?
Dallas.
It was Dallas.
Oh, you had some tea that we can remind the folks.
What?
That supposedly they film at the Roundup.
Oh, yeah. They do film it. We didn't see that in the trailer. I bet you that'll be like the mid-season trailer. I heard they film at the Roundup, but it happens later in the season because they wanted to save it. That's what I heard. I'm not sure if it's true. It might not be, but I'm telling you it probably is. Okay, so we have lots of Bravo previews to get through. We have the Orange County one. Yeah. So if you haven't watched the OC trailer, everyone go watch it now. Orange County is coming back soon. Please go watch it, and we're going to break that down frame by frame right now.
This season on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Now, you said that the Orange County trailers are always very cinematic.
Yes, they do this dramatic music, and they do, like, wide shots of the ocean.
And quotes.
And then, you know, crashing waves.
I also find it very interesting that the Orange County trailers start with drama, because most of the other trailers, they will always lead up to the drama with some, like, pratfally shit.
Yeah.
And Orange County always starts hard. But but also, it's like... not always good. Like last season, they had a great trailer.
Yeah,
remember the trailer was fantastic, and they gave us nothing.
Well, so I think because the OC is in a dark place, and it has been for some years.
Look, I'm going to go back on something I said. I thought Orange County was terrible last season.
I thought it was dead.
However, I think it wasn't as bad as I had said it was.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you saying that now?
I don't think it was good.
Okay.
I think it was still horrendous.
Yeah. Well, okay, what was worse?
That's what I'm saying. I think after watching Beverly Hills, I truly think that Beverly Hills
was
way worse than Orange County. Yeah. Because I still think there were some moments from Orange County last season that we got, but we got nothing from
Beverly
Hills.
You're right. I agree.
Nothing.
Because look, we still have Vicky.
We had Vicky in that fucking wheelchair. And that we had moments, but we didn't have any moments in last season of Beverly Hills.
So OC is so dark. We've got real divorces happening. Like there's children, you know, whatever. But we still have Vicky in delusion land where she's just not apologizing. But we do hear at the beginning of the trailer her sort of being like, I mean, I'm genuinely sorry. And it sounded to me a little different.
You know,
but it's like, I've been burned. Okay, Vicky.
I also think there's personalities on Orange County. I think they need to switch up the Tamara Vicky thing. I think they need, my opinion is they need to get rid of one of them. Because we are sick of seeing this Tamara Vicky. I am.
It's kind of like Vanderpump and Kyle. Because they've both, those couples have both seemingly made some sort of backdoor deal that like they know they need to be on the show to get their money. So they're going to always come to the table. And it's like, but then we're not seeing something on
the
screen.
We see the same thing over and over again. And I would be fine getting rid of one of them and keeping one of them. And I think the show would be better for it because I think then all the dynamics would shift if there was just one of Tamara and Vicky. But otherwise, it's like, no matter what, we're going to have to deal with a Tamara Vicky thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of seeing like, oh, they're making up, they're fighting, they're making, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Because now it doesn't seem like they're real friends.
Also, it feels like they're going to just keep doing this for the rest of time.
Exactly, because they know it'll get them money. But like that's why I'm bored by Kyle and Lisa.
Yeah,
like they were friends at one point. They're now just like co-workers.
Yeah. And Shannon's been around for a while too, but I still think Shannon is still fresh enough and she has enough going on in her life that I don't mind seeing the dynamics between Shannon and Vicky shift still.
Yeah,
I'm not tired of it yet.
Yeah, I agree. Because like Shannon took Vicky in like so hard.
Yeah.
They were like such fast friends. It was crazy.
I've also just never been a fan of Tamara, so I don't really understand I don't understand people's love for Tamara. I know she has like fans, but I'm not a person.
I think she has good TV, but it's almost like it's too dark now.
Annabelle, who was on last week, she was saying there should be a competition between Teresa and Tamara for who fakes being religious the most.
Oh my god, that's good. That is good.
Okay, so we have the trailer, starts off very dramatic. We get this quote that's interspersed throughout the these scenes of drama where it says, in the OC, the line between love and hate, between loyalty and betrayal, completely disappears. I don't believe it.
No, because I don't know how you can both be loyal and betray someone.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you like have to tell someone that their husband's cheating.
They were just kind of throwing in adjectives.
Exactly. Just big words.
We see Vicky crying for forgiveness, which we mentioned before. Okay, so then we see that they're doing some pratfalls.
They do so many pratfalls on the show.
Orange County falls a lot, which I love. I love to see a thing. And then there's a scene of the girls dancing. Was it Kelly dancing? And she's dancing in the same way that Leanne danced in the Real Houses of Dallas trailer. Yes. Like, they're doing this weird floor dancing, which I think you were saying might be a thing now.
Yes, I think it's like an old lady dance. And it has
Not an old, but an older lady.
It has a name because I believe I used to do it in my dance recitals as a child. It's like a spider, like you're on all fours.
Yeah, it's also like a crab walk.
Maybe that's what it is. But then they're bouncing.
It's a CrossFit move, too.
And oh, it is?
Yeah, they're doing it in context of
maybe
dancing.
That's why.
And then I think there were drag queens around them, too. There's always drag queens around these people.
Sure.
Yeah. Which I enjoy.
Yeah.
The Drag Race finale was interesting. Okay, so then they go to Jamaica. It's the cast trip. And Shannon's yelling, yeah, man. Just like she yelled,
top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
That's a really bad impression. Yeah.
She's doing too much accent work.
I love Shannon, so I'm okay.
I do, too.
I do want to know what's going on with her weird food company.
Oh, she still have that?
Yeah, it's apparently made her a lot of money on QVC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for Shannon.
I know.
I should maybe look into that. I would like a... I'm looking for... I want a food service. Is it like one of those they send you meals?
I believe so, yes.
I need that. My favorite part of the whole trailer is Tamara and Vicky, this moment. So first, it's Vicky saying to her boyfriend, I'm not asking you to marry me. And then immediately the editors cut to Tamara telling that same man, you need to marry Vicky.
So good.
It's just perfect splice. Oh. It's perfect splicing. It made me so happy.
Vicky, I mean, Vicky's
love life. As much as Vicky bugs me sometimes, it's like I love her love life stuff.
You do?
I do. I love it. Like the love tank, the desperateness.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can all relate to her. Last season, she was so desperate at times, or maybe it was the season before, get a man.
Yeah.
And it's just, it cracks me up when she's in her testimonials just being like, well, I need a lover. It's always just her wording and everything is just so fantastic.
Yeah, she uses strange words.
Okay, so then we see Shannon trying to take her ring off, her wedding ring, or wanting to. There's like a conversation about, should she take her ring off? I say leave it on if you're not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's a big deal.
I've always
that's what I was just going to say. I always kind of felt like rings are, people give them too much.
Too much.
And I know they're a symbol. People use them as a symbol, but I just think people put too much emphasis on a ring.
So someone told me something very interesting. I had friends that got engaged and she and he were not diamond types people. Like
diamond. You just said that. Like what the fuck? They're not diamond. Like one of those Siamese cats from that. What's that?
Oh, Cinderella.
Cinderella. No. A Bug's Life? No.
Snow White.
No.
No.
You know the Siamese cats. Was that Lady and the Tramp?
Cinderella?
Maybe it was. Diamonds. Was it Jungle Book?
Whatever.
I don't remember. It was one of those.
Like, they didn't trick me as people that were going to buy, like, a rock, right? Mm-hmm. And they did. They gave me this whole story about how apparently the idea of engagement rings in American culture came to be because, like, when men went off to war, like World War One and World War Two, they needed to, like, leave money behind to their lady in case they die. So, like, giving someone a rock was, like, giving them an insurance policy. I don't think we need them in 2018. That's my own very lefty, like living on a different world culture. But I think it's weird. And if your husband cheated on you, take that ring off, put it on your other finger,
right?
Enjoy the diamond
or sell it.
The meaning.
You can exactly. Like melt it
turn
down.
It into baguette earrings. Like whatevs. It's just super weird that you're so detached from this man. And frankly, you probably hate him that, but then you need to wear this ring because you're going to be sad if it's not on, and then it's just so materialistic and has nothing to do with the relationship. Okay, end of rant.
No, I get it. I get it. I've never put that much into it. You know, Matt and I are engaged, and we gave each other rings.
When
I asked Mary, I had a ring and everything, and then I got a ring. You know, we both got them and we just never wear them. We did for a while and then we kind of stopped wearing them. Then we wore them when we would go to special occasions and then we just stopped. We were like, we're not into it. I don't know. I don't know what would happen when we get married, but we don't wear engagement.
I could see you guys getting tattoos actually.
I wouldn't.
Tamara
style? Wants to. No, he wants to. I would never get a tattoo.
Oh.
No, I think that's bad luck.
Oh.
And also, I don't like, I'm not going to be fucking branded by anyone. That's how I feel about it.
I mean, I know. So you don't have a Matt tattoo on your body?
No.
Oh my gosh. Remember when Tamara had to cut out her?
That's like, disgusting.
Cut it out. And then,
I don't ever want to be branded by anyone. I'm all for tattoos. I think they're a great snapshot into your life. Like if you, whatever. But I do not need somebody else's thing on me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. So then we've learned.
Oh, so Shannon goes on a blind date.
Shannon goes on a blind date and she looks like she was on Xanax or something.
Yeah.
Like she looked, her hair is like a mess and she's just smiling.
But she also looked happy.
Yeah, she did.
And good for her.
Yeah.
Fuck David.
Ugh, I know. So then we know that Vicky went on a date with Kelly's ex, like a double date or something with Kelly's ex, which that's betrayal.
I remember when TMZ broke that. It was drums.
And Kelly got really mad. You know what worries about me this season is that I read in an interview or heard somewhere Kelly say that this season just has a lot of laughs and not a lot of drama. Ugh. And that worried me.
Yeah.
And I think she kind of backtracked then in another interview and was like, well, there's also lots of drama. But I think I don't think we're going to get lots of drama.
Okay. I mean, now that you
said... And I don't watch this for their version of laughs. Like, I want to laugh at them, not with them.
Yeah, yeah. Especially not with...
So then Tamara and Eddie's ill or something, and I just didn't really care. I know he's like...
He's still ill, I think.
I don't know. I mean, God, I hope he lives. I don't know. I just don't really care to see it. I know that makes... Not because I want him ill or anything.
Right.
I just don't... I'm not into Tamara and Eddie, so I just
don't care. Okay, but what if somebody...
And they were in the... Cut fitness hats.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care about their cut
it's
fitness
like the
hats.
Agency hats and shit.
Oh, wait. Excuse me. Did you just say let's talk about the husband?
What if, though, somebody comes out and is like, Eddie's faking his heart disease?
Oh, I'd like it then. I'd be fine with that. I'd be very invested if that happened.
Uh-huh.
Then we get a poker scene. They're playing poker. That's one of those tropes they do a lot.
Yeah. OC ladies do in bunko night or whatever.
Remember when they... First of all, remember when Vicky's mom died at a bunko night, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they also had that... Remember that card game at Eileen's house, her creepy haunted house?
Yes, in Beverly Hills.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. We also get introduced to these two new housewives, which they look fine.
Yeah, I did think
they look
the one...
way better than Peggy and Lydia. Right?
Yes,
they do.
Yes. I did think one looked like, I did think one was a drag queen.
Oh yeah. I wrote that in my notes. You said, is that a drag queen? I said, no, that's the new housewife.
Sorry.
So we got these two new housewives. Then we see a coffee grind reading, which is our version of the new psychic thing.
Love
you
it.
Liked it?
I want my coffee grounds read.
Yeah.
He will never emotionally fulfill you ever. Know that.
I like it. I mean, I like a psychic thing, although lately the psychic scenes have not been as exciting for me.
No, but that one actually did look good because they were like somebody with SH and then it was Shannon and it was like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but also it's like the psychic came in. I don't know. We'll have a psychic.
Let's not dissect it. Okay, yeah. But it was like something's going to happen to Shannon.
How dare you to say let's not dissect it as we're going through a trailer frame by frame. Anyway, then we see a little Tamara versus Shannon, which I know they're friends in real life right now. So the sort of excitement of that was deflated for me.
Yeah, it reminded me, though, of like first season Shannon. Remember when she lost her mind at that weird beach house party? Mm. And she started.
You will all see the truth.
It reminded me.
Okay, so then we finally end with what looks to be Vicky in a hospital bed, maybe getting a facelift or something. And I just hope she stops getting...
Me too.
I am all for people getting work done if they want to.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to keep happening.
Well, Vicky just seems to be...
But maybe it was something else. Maybe it was just, you know, an illness or something.
No, because we saw the press photos and she has a new face. So...
I thought she looked great. Her new face, looked great.
She did. Her last face looked great. So
all of them look good.
But what she did, I was like, I didn't even think it was her. I think I sent you a text message. I was like, is this Vicky?
I guess
with Vicky, it makes me a little sad just because, and again,
she keeps
your body. Yeah. She's seeking something that she's not getting from plastic surgery.
Yeah. Like once, twice, fool me once, shame on me. What's, I don't just like Dorinda talking.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, it looks okay. I didn't think it was that great, the trailer for Orange County.
Yeah.
I'm not that excited. Like when I watched Dallas, I was like, holy shit, I'm so excited for these women to come back.
Yeah.
And when I watched Orange County, I was like, yeah.
I know.
At least it's not Beverly Hills.
I mean, at least it's not.
Better than watching, you know, Candy ski trip, but
I think Candy,
yeah,
getting...
I think it looks good. Her talk
show. Yeah, I'm into it. And she also looks fresh. She looks great. So good.
And I would like Bravo to expand with more talk shows. We were talking about this in the Everything Iconic Facebook group. There should be more talk shows. And with that note, everyone join the Everything Iconic Facebook group. Find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Please go rate and review this on iTunes if you like it. And if you don't like it, please just send me a private message.
Oh, that's nice. You'll like embrace them just privately.
If you have a bad review, please just message me individually.
All constructive criticism in DMs only.
We have Hannah and Louie from Southern Charm Savannah. And I'm so excited for Southern Charm Savannah because that trailer looks amazing. Like, this season looks good. I wasn't into the first season, I'll be honest with you guys.
Okay.
I did not watch it. I drew the line. But then I saw this trailer and I'm like, I think I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
But keep in mind, next week we'll be covering Real Houses of New York again. So please tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. And what else? Please tune on Monday for another pop dive and then Thursday for a Real Houses of New York recap. I love you all so much for listening.
Enjoy your holiday.
Bye. Happy 4th.
Icons. If you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easy. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
You guys, I'm here with Hannah and Lewis from Southern Charm Savannah. How are you two doing?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, excited to be in LA.
So are you guys all ready for season two to begin? Are you nervous for it to start airing?
Interesting question.
I'm terrified for it to air.
Really?
I'm crippled with anxiety, actually.
I get it. When someone takes a photo of me, I'm like scared that when they're going to post it. So I couldn't imagine a reality show, like when I'm going to have to watch it back.
Yeah. Especially when you think you know what's happening, but you really don't know. Completely until it airs.
Yeah, right, because you don't exactly know what's going to be edited in or edited out. Like, you've lived it, but, you know, some things they might not show and some things they might, right?
Yeah.
Some things I'm crossing my fingers they don't show.
So season one aired. It was 8 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And how did you feel after that finished airing or while that was airing? Was it what you expected it to be, or how did you feel while it was airing?
I don't think you're ever really, like, totally prepared, mm-hmm. especially being so new to it, so green.
Yeah, and but it never gets, like, normal to see yourself.
It's extremely different to watch, to see yourself on TV.
Yeah. I think the only
I don't feel any different, or, like, I don't feel like... It's just funny when you meet some people, and, I mean, I guess our show is hopefully growing, and the audience is growing, but some people that really enjoy the show, they're like, wow, like, oh, my God, and it's like...
Well, Bravo.
No, I'm just the guy that signed the contract. Like, we're just like you guys. Like,
I feel like the fandom. I mean, we're obviously super fans, Whitney and I, and we love Bravo. And I think Bravo fans. I mean, it's like sports to us, really. I mean, Bravo shows, so we get so passionate about the episodes when they're airing, and then the cast, and when you love people love certain people and hate certain people, and it really is like a sports fandom, I think.
Yeah, people get like so emotionally invested in like your storyline. Last year when it was airing, like I would get these messages like on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, like after something would air, and people would write like. I'm talking like scrolling messages of like, I really connected with you over this moment with like, you know, your relationship or, you know, what happened with you and your parents or whatever it is, you know, and it would be like, wow.
I think the coolest part, like what you don't realize because you avoid it. It's like you just certain conversations that are like really like the truth of your life that you're going through and you don't sometimes you're like. You're not as candid, but then more so when you see it air and you're going through it, it's like everybody can identify.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there's, and I think that's the coolest part.
The stuff that you're like more insecure to like put out there and really share. If it's scary to talk about it, it just means like people will probably be able to relate with it that much more. Mm-hmm. And it really is so true. Like when it airs and you watch those moments, you're like, I'm really glad that I was so honest about that because people
connect
to it, you know?
Did you two watch the other Southern Charm, like the original, before doing this?
I'd watched it a little bit.
Yeah.
I was a huge Bravo fan.
Housewives guy.
Tell me your favorite.
This is a Housewives guy, right?
Okay, let's just derail this conversation. What's your favorite franchise?
You know, I kind of like, I'm into a lot of them.
Yeah.
Good.
When we first started dating.
Jersey is
us too.
Super, super entertaining to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Atlanta.
When we first started dating, I was like, why are all these Housewife shows on my DVR?
every straight guy loves Bravo, but it just takes a little convincing sometimes. Totally. But it's like, usually it's the wife or the girlfriend that gets them in, and then they're hooked. I know my brothers are obsessed with everything on Bravo, and their wives get kind of are the ones that got them hooked.
Yeah. It's so funny, too, because like watching reality TV, it's like reading, you know, tabloid magazines, you're like, God, it just makes me feel so much better about my life. Right? I see somebody else's life like unraveling on TV, and then now I'm like, Louie, we're those people.
Yeah, but now it's
we're
like,
easing everybody else's Sunday stories.
Yeah, I was gonna say my Sundays aren't as exciting anymore.
Yeah.
So you guys are a little bit different in that you guys are a couple. Are you're still a couple, right? Is that inappropriate to ask?
We are working on developing our relationship.
We're in a constant state of, you know.
Yeah.
We love each other.
This though. Is a labor of love.
Tale as old as time. Tale as old as time. But so going into season one, the other cast members were just showing themselves for the most part, but you two were showing your relationship together. Were you hesitant to show any parts of your relationship, or did you just feel comfortable?
I mean... I feel like going into season one, obviously you're green and kind of naive to the process. So I didn't know really what it would be like, but now after having gone through it a first time, like I've realized being on a TV show in a relationship, it's like this whole other
the dynamic
character and person and thing to like protect. Cause it's like, you've got yourself and all that. And then you've got this other person and then there's the relationship part of it. And it just, is like that much more, I don't know, it's like this whole other thing. Yeah. Like the people that are on there that are just like single and having a good time, like you don't have to worry about
protecting
like,
your love.
Yeah, protecting like your love and
don't laugh at that way.
I don't know. I mean,
that was like I had like, an earnest so moment cheesy. And you're laughing at me.
But like the other person, you know, like
he's
you just
being genuine
worry right about now. Like, I don't know, it's just this whole other thing that's on there. It's like this whole extra component and it's like,
It's definitely a lot harder. Yeah, because you're
100%.
You're being yourself. You're also like You want to protect your relationship. Same time, you want to be honest about your relationship.
Yeah. You know what I worry about? I just rewatched Newlyweds. Remember that show, that Nick and Jessica?
Yeah.
They seem like they're playing these characters by the end of it.
Yeah.
And then I think Nick and Jessica even said in interviews that by the end, they sort of felt like they became the characters that the media portrayed like them as. To
be. Yeah.
And so I would worry that you would start to play into that. I'm not saying that you guys do or anything, but that would be my fear. Yeah. Newlyweds is just so fresh because I don't think we're
at their level of stardom.
No, of course. Well, and that was also different too because that was their own show. You guys are part of an ensemble cast, so it was a little bit different.
You know, the other thing too that's like not only the dynamic between like relationships and being yourself, and then protecting your relationship and speaking truthfully to that. Our show is incredibly different than I think most shows because the majority of us, we are really close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we also want to protect each other.
Sure.
Recently, like, we were all over at a cookout at Catherine's house, and, like, I'm talking to her parents, and, you know, like, I mean, I didn't grow up with everybody, but they all grew up together, and we do really live in a small town, and so it's, like, this extra, again, kind of, like, layer of, I don't know, just protectiveness,
yeah,
I guess,
sure.
That you feel, like, obligated to...
I mean, not only are you, like, wow, like... That person's mom is not going to be pleased with me. But now you're like, yeah. But you're also like, their grandma's going to be pissed too. Like,
yeah.
It's like, and I know her. Like, it's like, yeah. Ooh.
And everybody in the town is going to know my dirty laundry. And, you know, you see the same people over and over again. And I mean, Savannah really is a small town in that way. So it's like,
yeah,
that part of it is kind of.
So tell me what's to come on season two. So people who haven't seen season one, what would you say to them to get them to watch season two?
It is a completely different show.
Yeah.
Season two is going to be just
the trailer from season two, it's like, that shit looks good.
Let me tell you, it is for if you're a Bravo fan, it is next level.
Really?
So I think in season
drama
one,
gets high.
Yeah. I think in season one they had kind of, you know, they came into Savannah, and Savannah is like, it's a weird place. I mean, it's very secretive. People in the South are really, you know, everybody kind of puts on a brave face and keeps all their, like,
brush it under the rug,
keep your feelings and all your dirty laundry for, you know, behind closed doors. And so I feel like these people came into Savannah and they kind of did the best job that they could to find this group of friends. And I think we were all scared to be truly, like, open and vulnerable. This year, it's very different. And I think they really kind of got down to, like, I mean, I think why it's going to be harder for us to watch is because for me, this season feels much more like deep and real and intense. And they really like dug into the like true dynamic of like the friendships and the relationships here. And like, I mean,
yeah,
it's all out there.
I'm excited. I think like the trailer looks amazing.
A lot of tears. I think I'm 8 for 8 and crying.
Who's the biggest crier of the, are you the biggest crier?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Hannah can like literally, she could make her super happy. She'll start crying right now.
I mean, I cry when people too. Sing like the national like, anthem at a Braves game. You know,
I'm like, wow.
I'm an emotional person.
Yeah. I'm like when we're filming, I'm like, No. Like, not.
It
no.
Literally, I don't know where it comes from. It just starts to happen. Like, he can be complimenting me, or we can be having a fight, and I'm like, oh, God. Here it comes.
I'm like, wow, I look emotionally abusive. Yeah, no,
it's tough. I mean, I cry. There's a commercial that always plays on Bravo, that Las Vegas commercial. I cry every time.
I'm telling you. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely the crier. Also, too, I mean, in all sincerity, Louis and I were not in the best place in our relationship last fall. And, I mean, we really, like, were going through it. And the cameras were there to catch all of it. And, I mean,
now
it's going to be tough to watch.
So it is going to be tough to watch. Tell me what's to come with the other people. Like, aside, we're going to see your guys' relationship kind of go through some stuff. What else is to come with the other people? Do you know yet? Or maybe you haven't
seen? I mean, there's like...
You're going to witness Louis have a full-blown mental breakdown.
Yeah.
I hate that I just got felt so good about that.
You're like, that's exciting.
I know, I hate how...
So, yeah, let's start with me.
I'm like, yes!
Awesome.
Yeah, Louis has...
Just call me the jungle cat.
He literally had, oh my God. Yeah, that's good.
Was it in Savannah or was this like on a cast trip?
Cast trip. He really.
I've just said, I like, before we started filming season two, it's been awesome, but the sock company has just, we have found a great market and a great niche, and we've taken off, but during, like, it's all this preparation for this PGA trade show, and it's really literally like pressure. Right in the midst of filming. So yeah. Like, I'm just like working incessantly, we're filming, and then essentially like, yeah, right after the trade show, we go directly to the Turks.
But I do want to know, this is a Charleston thing, but I want to know how you guys would react to this. So mm-hmm. on Charleston, Craig and Naomi, they hang out quite a bit, even though they've broken up. Do you think men and women can be friends? Like, that's just in general. I feel like everyone's always asking that question. Like, can men and women, after they break up, remain friends? Or should they remain friends after breaking up?
I think it totally depends on...
I think it completely depends on the... Yeah.
Like...
The attitude of the relationship.
I have an ex-boyfriend that he's still very much, like, a close friend. Like,
is he? wait a minute.
You know him.
Yeah. Which one?
Anyway, and we...
She's like, David Beckham.
No, but I think in Savannah, it would be... hard not to be, because it really is a small town and you're gonna see those same people. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not like living in LA or New York where you go through a breakup and you're like, I'll probably never lay eyes on that person right. again if I don't want to, you know? I mean, like, it would be really hard to keep a healthy distance if that's what you wanted between you and an ex. And so I think it's like, you might as well, you know, try and be friends. And
right.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's one thing in a small town where it's like,
we're still friends.
Yeah. Wait, so I need to know, are you we don't know if you guys are broken up or not. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, I can't figure this out. Like, are you are too, right? Yeah, we're like,
yeah. Hannah still can't tell. She won't check the box.
Relationship status, TBD.
You know what? That's good to keep. It's always good to keep a man on the edge, too.
That's like, right. Got to keep him on his toes. Yeah.
She's into it. She's down like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
Facebook status.
Miss Wap play games. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, hey, play that game. So one more a quick question about the show, and then I want to ask you some random pop culture stuff, because we talk a lot about pop culture on here. But so if someone's watched maybe an episode of season one, or they've never watched season one of Southern Charm Savannah, how are you getting them on? Like, what do you want to say to them to get them on board this season? I know we talked, there's a lot of drama, there's a lot of stuff coming on. Like, let's get them on board, because I want everyone to watch, because I saw the trailer and it looks so, excuse my language, fucking good. And I want everyone to watch, because I also think that season two and season three of a reality show are always the best. Ooh. So I feel like the best is yet to come with you guys. But
season two is, there's literally no comparison from season one to season two. Season two is a real reality TV show.
And people can just jump on board, right? They didn't watch 100%. Season one, we can jump
on board. Well, I think there's a pretty big cliffhanger at the end of season one that you might want to...
So watch the finale.
Watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then going into season two, you really... Like, I think we were all way more open. I think... I mean, literally, we all said this year after we finished filming, I'm like, if that didn't make for good TV, then I don't have anything else to give, because I literally put it all out there. Like, there is no secrets here. I mean, we all just were like open, honest. Like, I mean, we really went through it, and the cameras caught it all. So I think that
that's a good pitch.
Yeah, I'm literally so excited.
Look forward to, from a viewer's perspective. Like I said, I am crippled with anxiety
waiting
for this thing to air, but I think it's going to be, I think it'll make for really, you know, entertaining TV.
It is.
For sure.
It's going to be a damn good show. I can legitimately say that. Like, I thought last season was okay. I mean, we were all so new to it, and we weren't really opening up and like speaking truthfully, but, and there was like sort of a lack of progression in characters. But
That's why season two is always so good, because it's like, it's not, I feel like by season 10 of a show, the people are so polished and everything, but you guys are showing your true self, and you're comfortable enough in camera, but you're still not like, you know, putting out dance singles or something like that.
Right.
So it's like, season two, three, four, they're always the best. Yeah. It's like still real. Everything is still real, like season two, three, four, I think.
Yeah. We're not like savvy reality TV people at this point. Yeah. So we're like, shit, they caught that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we also like, I mean, I noticed myself like forgetting about the camera. I'm like, oh, shit.
You totally
like,
do.
You know, sure. You get that comfortable. And that's really when things get good.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's natural. Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
So we do a lot of pop culture. We do like what's called a pop culture lightning round. So it's just quick questions. You can answer them as fast as you want or as slow as you want. You don't have to rush. So favorite rom com? Do you guys have a favorite rom com movie? Mine's You've Got Mail.
I mean, There's Something About Mary.
Classic.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Knocked Up is a good one.
What would be your like favorite movie? Are those favorite
like movie of all time?
Yeah.
Sandlot.
So good.
Oh my god! Did y'all see it's coming out?
No, what?
I literally just read this yesterday. They're doing a 25th anniversary of the Sandlot, and it's coming back to theaters.
That is so legit.
Or Zaglusa.
Yeah. The Goonies.
Right.
Oh my god.
Heard here first.
So good. Yeah.
Father, the Goonies.
Father of the Bride.
Clueless. Father of the Bride.
I mean, honestly, I love your taste. They
Clueless.
The 90s was the best decade of movies. So hands down.
Yeah, I agree. What do you guys watch on TV? What do you binge watch? What do you like?
I've been like a day one Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I've seen every episode. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Kardashian?
I go back and forth, but I mean, like, I love Kim, but I probably like want to be Courtney.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She's got that hot new model boyfriend.
Eunice.
Too.
Oh my god, I'm invested.
I mean, I'm right.
You guys are so funny.
We're all out of breath.
I'm legitimately like fangirl if I saw one of them. Like, yeah. I would be like, oh my god, and I'm not afraid to say it out loud. And we're really into Billions.
Oh yeah, I love Billions.
And then we just started The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Oh, I have to
I can't watch
tell
that.
You I got a head on the Handmaid's Tale.
That's like the number one
cheated. So now the relationship's definitely over.
Yeah. We're done forever.
Sometimes with my boyfriend, like I will have cheat watch something, you know, like I won't tell him that I watch it and I will have watched it. And then when he goes to play it, I have to watch it a second time and I'm too afraid.
You lie though?
Yeah, like I'll lie.
You just participate.
Yeah, I'll lie. I'll just rewatch it again. And then I'll be on my iPad. I'll be like, I'm not that into it, but really I just watched it earlier.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Mariah Carey song?
I mean, Always Be
My Baby. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The song with her. And, no, I like the mix up with her and ODB.
Right. Fantasy.
Oh yeah.
A favorite Disney movie?
Oh, Jungle
101
Book.
Dalmatians or Peter Pan.
Nice. Finally, where can people find you guys on social media?
Instagram. I'm just Hannah O. Pearson.
Louis, are you an Instagram person or a Twitter person?
I'm an Instagram person. Yeah. I think it's Louis_Oswald. So
that sounds right.
Louis,
I follow you.
Louis spelled like Lewis.
So you still follow each other. So I'm reading into that. I'm reading into all the clues.
Yeah, I have to stalk to make sure he's not out there with other biddies.
We're all gonna have to re-listen to this interview and like pick up all the clues.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Southern Charm Savannah. When does it start?
Monday, July 16th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And we are all gonna watch because there's a lot to come. And I need a season 3. And I also need a reunion. We didn't get a reunion last season, did we?
We did not.
We need a reunion.
But I think
season.
That there's a good chance that there should be one this year. Yeah. I would assume. I mean, this is just gonna be.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
It's wild.
It's going to be wild.
Tune in for sure.
Thank you guys so much for doing this
show.
This was so fun.
Us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate being here.
Yeah.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.